Hallelujah. A night of prayer is a night of power. Amen. When we wait upon the Lord, we renew our strength. Hallelujah. Tonight, I just want to talk to us briefly on what I call creating the right atmosphere. Hallelujah. Creating the right atmosphere. There is something about creating the atmosphere that you want. But tonight, we're talking about the atmosphere for God to move. The atmosphere of God. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. In your life, you must learn how to always create that atmosphere for yourself. When you want the Lord to move, you want the Spirit of God to move, you must learn how to create it wherever you find yourself. Quickly, turn to James chapter 5. James 5, we'll pick verse 13. Praise God forevermore. He says, is any among you afflicted? Let him what? Pray. Amen. Is any merry? Let him do what? Sing psalms. Now turn to Psalm 22. Praise God forevermore. Psalm chapter 22, verse number 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou deliverest them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. Amen. Praise God forevermore. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18. It says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Verse 19. Speaking to yourselves in what? Psalms and what? Hymns and what? Spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God forevermore. There's something called creating atmosphere. And if you study the Word of God, you look through the Scriptures, you will discover that the people that understand how to create the right atmosphere always experience the move of God. Hallelujah. And you must understand, whenever you find yourself, the Bible says, is any afflicted, let him pray. Now, it means that when you are afflicted, it's not just to leave the affliction and let it continue. Say, pray. He says, any merry, let him sing psalms. In other words, create your atmosphere. Hallelujah. Create what you want to see. Praise God. Learn to create it. Learn to bring it to existence. Every time, wherever you find yourself, whatever condition, create your atmosphere. If you understand very well, if you go to a place where there is funeral, you know the kind of atmosphere that is there. Now, if you go to a place where they are having a wedding reception, you know the kind of atmosphere that is there. Why? Because they have created the atmosphere that they want. Now, you can find the same people in funeral and the same people in wedding reception, but it won't be the same atmosphere. You understand what I'm talking about? Why? Because it is not the same thing. Something has created an atmosphere. And in fact, you will discover that the kind of song that they will sing will be different. Why? Because the song will help to create the atmosphere that you want. So also, when it comes to God and the things of God, you must learn to create the atmosphere that God can dwell in. The atmosphere where God can be, the Bible says, inhabit the praise of his people. The atmosphere where God can freely move, where the Spirit of God can freely move. And that is why Ephesians says that be not drunk with wine, wherein essence, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Then he went further to say, singing to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual song, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. You know what he's saying? When you create that atmosphere, you allow the Spirit of God to move. Hallelujah. I'll quickly show you in scripture for the life of a few people, and I'll give you 7 examples tonight, of people who learned to create the atmosphere they want. Every time you want, you see, let me tell you, God is in heaven, God is with us, but until you create the atmosphere, you won't see the manifestation of God. It doesn't mean that God is not there. Now, many times, the way people go to God, they go as if there is a door and there is a wall, but they go through the wall and they begin to hit the wall, whereas you can go through the door. The way to go through the door is to learn to create the right atmosphere. Then it becomes easy for the Spirit of God to move. Hallelujah. I believe that God will move on somebody's life tonight. In the name of Jesus. As we'll learn to create the atmosphere for the Spirit of God, even tonight, God will visit you in Jesus' name. Now, the very first example I want to show you is the life of Elisha. Hallelujah. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 3. Glory to God. 2 Kings, chapter number 3. Now, I read from verse 14. It says, Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look towards thee, nor see thee. Now, verse 15. But now, the New English Translation, but now, get me a musician. When the musician played, the Lord energized him. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, Elijah was saying to the king, he said, listen, if not that I have respect to Jehoshaphat, I won't be listening to you. I won't see you. I won't do anything for you. He says, but now give me a musician. Now he says, when the musician began to play, something happened. The Spirit of God energized him. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God came upon him. What does that simply tell us? It tells us that the right music creates an atmosphere for God. Worship creates God's atmosphere. When we learn to worship, that's why the Bible says, all that inhabited the praises of people, you are holy. All that inhabited the praises of your people. Why? Because when the worship is right, when we create that atmosphere, the Spirit of God is released. Hallelujah. Now look at what 16 says. It says, and he said, thus saith the Lord, make the valley full of what? Dishes. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink both you and your cattle and your beast. Hallelujah. Now, what these people needed, they needed a word from the man of God. That's what they needed. But the word would not just come except the atmosphere is right. Hallelujah. I believe that God will give us a right atmosphere tonight. In the name of Jesus. That you require and that you need for your life, it will come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Look again the life of the disciples at Antioch in Acts chapter number 13. Acts 13 verse 1 and 2. It says, now they were in the church that was at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger and Lucius of Syria and Mania, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. Bible, verse 2 says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, I like you to see that, as they ministered to the Lord, as they were doing what? As they were worshiping God, as they were creating that atmosphere for God, the Holy Spirit began to speak. Praise God forevermore. You see, when you are confused in your life, you don't know what to do, go and worship. Praise God. Get into his presence and just create that atmosphere that you need. Because when you do that, you allow the Spirit of God to move. Hallelujah. Now, another example you will see is in the life of Paul and Silas in the same book of Acts, chapter number 16. You see them doing the same thing for verse number 25. Hallelujah. I'm just reading, but you know the story, but I just need to bring this out for you. Say, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and they do what? Sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was what? An earthquake. What happened? They created the atmosphere. Now, you can be in prison and cry, but you can be in prison and create the atmosphere for what you want. That's why the Bible says, and any afflicted, let him pray. Hallelujah. You can be in a situation you don't like, but you can also create an atmosphere in that situation that will bring you out. Hallelujah. So it tells me, regardless of where you find yourself tonight, you can create the atmosphere for your release. You can create the atmosphere for your freedom. Hallelujah. And I see God releasing you in Jesus' name. Now, I like to show you this in Numbers because, again, creating the atmosphere, I want to show you something about the prophet Balaam. In Numbers chapter number 23, hallelujah, praise God forevermore. Now, Numbers 23, looking at verse number 1, let's read from verse 1 to 5. Are you there with me? Praise God. He says, and Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars and prepare here 7 oxen and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had spoken. And Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. And Balaam said unto Balak, stand by thy burnt offering, and I will go. Peradventure, the Lord will come to me, and whatsoever he showeth me, I will tell thee. And he went to an high place. And God what? Met Balaam. You know what happened here? Balaam wanted to hear from God, but you know what he had to do? He had to learn to create the atmosphere. So he did what he knew would bring the attention of God in his direction. So the Bible says he told Balak, create 7 altars, put 7 bullocks, do this and do that. Why? All he was just doing was just creating an atmosphere. Hallelujah. You will create your atmosphere tonight. In the name of Jesus. And the Bible says when he did that, God, you know, he went and said, peradventure. Peradventure sounds like somebody who is not 100% sure that God will meet with him. But you know what? When you have created the atmosphere, you are entitled for a visitation. Hallelujah. Somebody, you get your visitation tonight. In the name of Jesus. Now verse 4 says, and God met him and said unto him, and he said unto him, I have prepared 7 bullocks. And look at verse 5. And the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth. Hallelujah. God put a word in his mouth. And again, I always say, when God wants to do something, what he gives you is his word. Hallelujah. If you can get the word, you get what you want. All you need is just a word from God. Hallelujah. What you need, if God can give you a word tonight, then your issue is sorted. Whatever the issue is, if you can get into God's presence and God can just speak a word to you, you know it is done. All you need is just that word. And I see God give you a word tonight. In the name of Jesus. Now, creating an atmosphere for God. An atmosphere where the Spirit of God can move freely. That's what we're looking at tonight. If you look at the book of 2 Chronicles, praise God forevermore. 2 Chronicles chapter number 5. Again, we'll see how Solomon and the people created an atmosphere for God during the dedication of the temple. Verse 13, it says, it came even to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpet and cymbals and instrument of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercies endureth forever, that then the house was filled with what? A cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Again, looking at this occasion, what happened here? They learned to create the atmosphere through music, through worship. And as they were praising God, as they were just worshiping God, the Bible tells us all of a sudden, the glory of God filled the house. The presence of the Lord filled the house. And we know once the presence of the Lord fills the house, something has already started. Because in the presence of the Lord, there is what? Fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Learning to create an atmosphere. Every time you need God to move for you, or God to move on your behalf, or God to do something for you, get into the place of worship. Get into the place of lifting up the name of the Lord. And get into the place of just celebrating him. And you'll see God move for you. Hallelujah. Tonight we'll praise God. We'll worship him. Now look at another example. I'm going to give you about 7. Look at another example in 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter number 16. Praise God forevermore. Somebody receiving God's word. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 16. I read one verse there. Verse number 23. It says, and it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was what? Are you there with me? Are you reading it along? So Saul was what? Refreshed and was what? Well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, you know, if you know the background story, Saul had an evil spirit that was troubling him, and they called David because David was an anointed musician who knew how to play the harp, who knew how to play music. And the Bible says every time that the evil spirit came upon Saul, David will be called and David will begin to play. And the Bible says once David begins to play worship and begin to worship God, all of a sudden the evil spirit will leave. Why? The atmosphere, it wasn't good for him. Now, do you know that there are atmosphere that carries demonic presence? It's the truth. There are atmosphere that produces demonic presence. And sometimes, too, some of those atmosphere can be from movies. There are some movies that you watch that releases demonic presence. It just brings this presence of the devil and fear. And it can be from music as well. You listen to some music and all they are doing is just celebrating the devil. It also brings demonic presence. But on this occasion, we are seeing here that evil spirit hates God's presence. Because when the musician begins to play, the glory of God begins to come. And when the glory of God begins to come, Satan becomes uncomfortable. So evil spirits are dispatched just by the fact that the atmosphere has changed. Hallelujah. And that is why sometimes when you are in a meeting, when the power of God is so strong, some people don't want to stay. Because it's not them, it's just that the spirit in them finds it uncomfortable. And all the devil is saying, get out. And some of them, they just run out. Why? Because there is an evil spirit that makes it uncomfortable for them. But tonight I see God giving you the right spirit. In the name of Jesus. Now again, if you look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20, the Bible also tells about Jehoshaphat, how they created the atmosphere that they needed. And when they created the atmosphere they needed, true worship, true praise, the power of God was released and they had victory. I'm not going to open that because I think that is a very common scripture and most of us know it. Hallelujah. Now, what are the benefits of creating the right atmosphere? What are the benefits? Number one benefit, I'm going to give you seven, but number one benefit of creating the right atmosphere is that you allow the Holy Spirit to give prophetic words. Hallelujah. When you want God to speak in your life, to give you the right word, you must learn to create the atmosphere. Praise God forevermore. Tell your neighbor, don't sleep. It is time for your visitation. You don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the atmosphere is right, the Holy Spirit begins to speak. The Bible says, as soon as Elisha received the musician playing, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, energized him, and the Bible says he began to prophesy. He said, make the valley full of ditches. You will not see the wind, you will not see the rain, but every valley will be filled with water. You have created the atmosphere for the world that you need in your life to come. Hallelujah. Create that atmosphere by your worship. That's number one. Number two, when we create the right atmosphere, you receive refreshing. Burdens are lifted. Burdens are lifted. When your heart is heavy and you don't know what to do, get into God's presence. You know, I keep saying one of the things I just discovered, among some believers right now, especially in this country, is that we don't know the difference between a burden and depression. When people have a burden, I'm talking about believers now, I'm not talking about unbelievers. Hallelujah. When people have a burden and the Spirit of God puts a burden inside of them, they think they are depressed. Because they don't understand that there is something called a burden. A burden is what makes you heavy. Something you can't put it, but you just feel so heavy. And many believers, when they feel that way, they say, oh, I'm depressed. Because they don't understand the difference between a burden coming from the Lord and being depressed. If you read the life of Jesus, the Bible tells us, just before he went to Gethsemane, the Bible says he was very sorrowful. That is called a burden. It was very heavy within. Something is weighing him down. Something is too heavy. And sometimes, as believers, when God wants to deliver you from something, or there is something in the atmosphere that is not right, or the enemy is planning something against your life, what the Lord does is to drop a burden in your spirit. And when that burden comes, it makes you feel so weak. And sometimes it might even be connected with somebody. You might just feel something sad and somebody's picture keeps coming to your face. What the Lord is saying to you is that go and deal with it. It's not like you are depressed. Hallelujah. It's not the time to see a GP. It's the time to go and pray. Hallelujah. That's why I find it strange that many believers, instead of learning how to deal with it in prayer and in worship and in the presence of God, all they do is that, oh, I'm depressed. You know what? Satan takes advantage of it. And that is not your portion. In the name of Jesus. So when we create the right atmosphere, one of the things that happen is that there is refreshing. There is refreshing. Burdens are lifted. Look at Saul. The Bible says when the evil spirit came upon him, when David begins to play, the evil spirit will leave and Saul becomes well. Why? Saul is refreshed because the atmosphere has changed. Your atmosphere must change. The atmosphere of your life must change. Now, you see, there are people who carry negative atmosphere every day. It's not just 1 minute, but just talking about an atmosphere. Okay, you're just talking about this woman. No, there are people whose life has been a difficult or a terrible atmosphere for many years. The atmosphere in their life has not been good. There is this sadness and depression, but I see God lift it tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God will give you the right atmosphere tonight. In the name of Jesus. Now, another thing that happens when you create the right atmosphere is that destinies are released. Destinies are released. Now, there are people who have been in one place, but God wants to move them. But the word has not come forth. Why? Because the atmosphere is not right for the word to come. But once you create the right atmosphere, God releases your destiny. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 13, that's what was just happening there. The Bible says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit, what? Hallelujah. Praise God. I hope you are with me tonight. Hallelujah. He says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, separate what? Barnabas and Saul for what? For the work whereunto I have called them. What is he saying? Release them into their destiny. Release them into the purpose I had for their life. Release them. Somebody, I release you tonight. In the name of Jesus. You are released to fulfill your purpose. You are released to fulfill your destiny. In the name of Jesus. But the Bible says, as the minister, when the atmosphere was right, the Holy Spirit was able to give them the word that they needed. So release them. Release them. And tonight, as we get into God's presence and as we worship God, I'd like you to just worship. Get into His presence. Don't sleep off. Amen. I know it's vigil. Amen. But you must be awake. You must worship Him so that your destiny will be released. Hallelujah. Somebody just needs to get into that flow tonight. Into the flow of your destiny. Hallelujah. When we create the right atmosphere, when we worship God, when we praise Him, when His presence is released, then you can begin to walk freely in your destiny. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another thing that happens when we, I think this is number four now. Another thing that happens when we create the right atmosphere is that miracles happen. Miracles happen. God rocks miracles. Hallelujah. When you create the right atmosphere for Him, He will work wonders for you. Hallelujah. And that's what Paul and Silas did in Acts chapter 16. The Bible says they prayed and they sang praises unto God and the prisoners heard them. And what? Suddenly there was an earthquake. There was an earthquake and the Bible tells us that everyone's bonds was loose. Chains were broken. Hallelujah. Prison doors were open. May prison doors be open for you tonight. In the name of Jesus. May chains be broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. May miracles happen for you tonight. Whatever miracle you want tonight, as you create the atmosphere, you enter into that atmosphere. You know, sometimes if you can just allow yourself to just flow into that atmosphere, into that place, and you get into the secret place, all of a sudden you lost consciousness of where you are. and you are just before his presence, that is the place where miracles begin to happen. Hallelujah. You'll find yourself there tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We know what happened to Jehoshaphat and the others. They got victory by their worship. They got victory because they created the atmosphere for victory. They created the atmosphere for God to come down and work on their behalf. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Now, another thing is that the presence of the Lord is released. The presence of God is released. When you create the right atmosphere, God's presence comes upon your life. Oh, thou that is holy, you that inhabit the praises of Israel. The presence of God is really, God comes and dwell among his people. And that is why the Bible tells us in Chronicles, where we just read, hallelujah. It says, as they make music, as they sang, as they praise God, the Bible said the cloud, the glory of the Lord filled the whole house. Why? The presence of God comes. And you know, when his presence comes, there is fullness of joy. At his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, another thing that happens when you create the right atmosphere for the Lord is that healing takes place. The Bible says, and Saul was well. Hallelujah. Saul was well. Amen. Saul was well. I see somebody healed tonight. In the name of Jesus. You know, many times when the presence of God comes, when healing takes place, you don't even need to pray for people. You don't need to call them out. They just enter the atmosphere. And when you enter the atmosphere, something just happens. Sickness just disappears because you are in the right atmosphere. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Now, I like this one. Another thing that happens, there's promises of victory. When you make God happy, you create the atmosphere, and God comes down to you. What he does is that he just gives you prophetic word. He just gives you promise of victory. He just begins to declare over you, this is what is going to happen. This is what will happen. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Why? Because you have created the right atmosphere. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19, if you can get that up for me. Hallelujah. It says that out of them shall what proceed what? Now, you know why I like you to read it with me? Because I don't want you to fall asleep. You know, in this atmosphere, if it's too cozy, before you know, you'll be dozing. And I'm seeing some of your eyes while I'm looking at you tonight. It's as if, praise God. Awake, awake, O Zion. Clothe yourself with strength. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, let's read it together. Okay, read it. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He says, out of them shall proceed what? Thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. They are creating the atmosphere. He says, when that comes, thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is another form of worship. When that comes, thanksgiving and the voice of worship. The voice of them that make merry. He says, what I will do, I will multiply them. I will that's what, it's just God's promises that just begin to happen. And that was what happened with Elisha. As the Spirit of God came upon Elisha, the Bible says, he began to say, you will not see wind, you will not see rain. Every valley will be filled with water. You know why? Prophetic words are released. And you know, even in your personal life, as you begin to worship God, I don't know if you found this happen to you. When you begin to worship God and you're just praising God, all of a sudden, you begin to speak some prophetic word. Now, you don't know how they begin to happen. You just created an atmosphere for the Spirit of God to move. And you just see yourself begin to declare, I declare I'm victorious. I declare doors are opening for me. You know what you are doing at that point? You have entered the realm where promises have been released over your life. The promises of God is coming over your life. Hallelujah. And when the atmosphere is right, it's easy for the man of God to prophesy. Hallelujah. When the atmosphere is right, when worship is right, and sometimes you hear me say, the atmosphere is right now. It's time to jump in. You know why? Because at that moment, anything you begin to declare, the Spirit of God takes advantage, takes over it. Hallelujah. Most of the time, whatever you declare then, it's not even you speaking, it's the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. When we create the right atmosphere, we receive promises. Somebody will obtain promise tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 11 said they obtained promises. Hallelujah. They got it. You will get it tonight. In Jesus' name. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, how do we then worship God? Since we understand that it is worship that creates the atmosphere. It is worship that brings the presence. It's the worship that brings God in our midst. How do we do it? The Bible tells us that Jesus was speaking. He says that they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Learning to worship in spirit. Now look at Philippians chapter number 3. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 3 verse 3. It says, for we are the circumcision which worship God in what? In the what? In the spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, have no confidence in the flesh. It says when we worship God, we worship him in the spirit. You allow your spirit man to worship. It's going beyond you just doing things physical. It's you using your spirit. Your spirit, the worship comes from within you. Hallelujah. Your spirit man is allowed to worship. It comes from deep within. Every fiber of your being, it just comes out and you are giving it to the Lord. It's not just some just physical demonstration. No. Hallelujah. But it actually comes from within. You allow your spirit to get in contact with the spirit of the Lord. In other words, you can connect with God. Hallelujah. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in what? In spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Now, another way of adding to that is that we worship God with lifted hands. You know, many people don't understand the importance of lifting up your hands when you worship. Hallelujah. It is very important I'm not saying when you just come to church, put your hands up 24/7. That's not what I mean. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when you begin to worship, you must learn to surrender everything. You know, the act of lifting up your hand is an act of surrender to him. Hallelujah. You lift up your hands and you just bless his name. You just worship him. Now look at what the Bible says in Nehemiah 8 verse 6. Hallelujah. Nehemiah 8 verse 6 says, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, amen, amen, with lifting up what? Their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Now look at 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8. 1 Timothy 2, 8. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. It says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, doing what? Lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting. Say, let them pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Ezra, now, you could have said maybe Ezra is in the Old Testament. That's when they lift up. No. Paul was saying, I will that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Because when you do that, you are submitting to him. You are surrendering to him. You are giving him everything. Hallelujah. Learn to worship him. Learn to surrender. There is something about your hands being raised to the Lord. Hallelujah. It's like saying, Lord, I give you everything. I give you my life. It's under your control. I surrender everything to you. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. We'll praise God. We'll worship him with lifted hands. And another thing we'll do, we'll worship him with a loud voice. Amen. With a loud voice. I've said it here before. You can't worship God in silence. Well, you can. But if that's the only way you worship God, then you are not really worshiping God. Amen. And you must learn to open your mouth and give him praises. Let your voice be heard. Amen. Let your voice be heard. The Bible says Paul and Silas, when they prayed, prisoners, and they praised God, the Bible says the prisoners did what? Heard them. It's not worship when you just sit. You can't lift your hands. You can't raise your head. You can't lift your voice. You can't lift your head. And you say you are worshiping God. No, you are not worshiping God. You must learn to open your mouth. Let the worship come out from within you. Hallelujah. Let your voice be heard. Hallelujah. Now look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20, We'll stand up very soon and we'll begin to worship. Praise God forevermore. 2 Chronicles chapter number 20. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Verse 19. Okay, let me read from verse 18. It says, "And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of Kohathites and the children of Kotites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with what? A loud voice on high." Hallelujah. They stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. They raised their voice to the Lord. Hallelujah. So as we worship God tonight, let your voice be heard on high. Let heaven hear your voice. They don't want to just hear it from your heart. They want to hear it from your mouth. Amen. Let your worship go to God. And as you worship God, I see God visiting you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will give you that you desire tonight. In the name of Jesus. Is somebody ready to just worship God? Let's take some minutes and just worship God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet. Amen.